The informal discussion focused on LGBT rights in the Middle East and covered targeted attacks by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. The encounter was described as a small but historic step by the United States Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power. After the meeting, she told journalists that while ISIL has made it common practice to target LGBT individuals, they are also the victims of many other groups throughout the world.
You have countries that have criminalized LGBT status. You have societies, of course, that are every bit as unwelcoming as they were, you know, 20, 30 years ago, communities in that regard. But today's meeting is a sign that this issue is getting injected into the mainstream at the United Nations.
Ms. Power highlighted the importance of continuing the dialogue on the issue, showing LGBT people that the UN cares.
We just have to continue to create dedicated spaces and venues for conversations like the one we just had, raising awareness, showing LGBT people or those being persecuted that the UN cares, that the Security Council cares, that the General Assembly cares, that the Human Rights Council cares, that the member states of the United Nations care. That's extremely important. But also each of us as governments has a responsibility to inject the treatment of LGBT persons into our bilateral relationships as well.
Also speaking to reporters was Subhri Nahas, a Syrian refugee who escaped his homeland after being terrorized by the country's military, insurgent militias, and his own family for being gay.
LGBT people have their own voice, and LGBT people want to be represented in the UN and in the government, and want to be integrated into the systems and be part of the development of the countries and its policies. So I was hoping that my message will deliver that integration of not just to prove that LGBT is not just a terminology invented by the West itself, but there is an LGBT community in the Middle East and in Africa, and they stand together and they want their right too.
Security Council members also heard from Adnan, an Iraqi who fled northern Iraq after being targeted due to his sexual orientation. Meanwhile, the UN has been leading a campaign called Free and Equal, which engages millions around the world in conversations to help promote the fair treatment of LGBT people. Anna Carmo, United Nations.